This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essentials to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, craziness. This is what's circulating after the Britain blast in the United States of America. People are, again, waiting for the bad to happen, for the terror attacks to happen before they actually respond to them. And now what they're doing is they're trying to fix the problem after the fact. Hey, folks, that reminds me of something that the Word of God teaches us, that prevention is better than cure. We need to open our ears up as to what's going on and actually who's advancing the propaganda concerning the Muslims on a global scale. I'll get to that in just a couple moments. But what's circulating right now after the blast in Britain is this. I want you to listen carefully, okay? And again, they failed. And people fail over in England, in Britain, France, in Europe, France, Germany. They fail to listen to the warning signs until after the fact. America, the trumpet has been blown how many times from this pulpit? How many times do you need to be warned as to what's going on in this country? And what's going on in this country is a precursor, friends. I'm sorry, the precursor is what's going on in those countries as to what's going to happen here if we don't pay attention to what is happening. Okay, so let me get to this. This is what's circulating after the blast. The people over there now are figuring out that the mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. A mayor and the mayor of Blackburn is a Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is a Muslim. Mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. Mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rockdale is a Muslim. Mayor of Leeds is a Muslim. And the mayor of London, the capital in England, friends, is a Muslim who told the people that terror attacks are a part of urban life. Did you hear what I said? After the fact, they begin to pay attention because they didn't want to listen to all those whistleblowers. They were too busy denouncing the whistleblowers and listening to the state-controlled narrative in which they said they didn't believe. By the way, there's a new statistic out in the United States of America that 94% decry what the media is actually promulgating. In other words, they don't believe a thing that the media has to say. Rightfully so, because the media in this country and in other countries is assaulting their foundations because they want to upend their sovereignties on a global scale so they can bring in a new order by using the Muslims, and that's exactly what they're doing. But going back to this, friends, the mayor of Birmingham, he's a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is a Muslim. Why are they having terror attacks, friends? The mayor of Sheffield, he just happens to be a Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The Muslims are used as a political battering ram on the end of what, friends? The homosexuals. You demoralize the people, then you take control. You assault their foundations, you create domestic insurrection, and then you attempt to establish a new order. Now, friends, if you think that's out there, just hold on for a minute. Because I'm going to play some audio after the bombings in Britain during that concert. But again, friends, here we have the mayor of Oxford. He's a Muslim. Mayor of Oldham. He's a Muslim. Mayor of Rock. I thought they were the victims. I didn't know that they were actually set forth to go ahead and overthrow countries through a Trojan horse, which, by the way, is not a Trojan horse any longer. It's being done in the light of day. But they were told that over in England, friends, and they didn't want to listen to it. They didn't want to listen to it at all. They didn't want to listen to it until after the fact. See, this reminds me of the KGB agent. I shared this with you yesterday, who said the first thing the communists want to do is demoralize the people. And then once they demoralize them, they begin to take over. And this has been going on in this country for a long time, since the 60s, since free love came out, America. And you've been drinking the Kool-Aid ever since. Just like they did over in those countries. And they just thought it was all harmless. Nope. Friends, the end of sin is death, and here we have it. And again, we've been warned, and we've been warned, and you better bet your bottom dollar over there in England and in France and in Germany, they are faithful witnesses that are warning them people, and those people will not take heed until after the fact. I thought these Muslims, friends, were the victims. The mayor of Rochdale, he's a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds, he's a Muslim. The mayor of London that said terror attacks are a part of urban life there. Guess what, friends? He's a Muslim. The jihad has begun. There's 3,000 mosques in the UK. Sharia law is taking over in the UK. Over 50 Sharia councils. They're doing this in America too, incrementally, friends. And the media is being silent. Because you need to understand that the media in this country is your enemy. Over 130 Sharia courts over in England. Weekly foiled terror attacks. Guess what, friends? Weekly foiled terror attacks. All being done by guess who? The Muslims. Again, the Muslims are being used like any other group to upend the sovereignty of prospective nations that are under attack. The Muslims are being used. I'm going to highlight that in a moment. Multiple attacks in the UK and Europe. Muslims. No-go area across the UK. Muslim areas only. Muslim women don't work and are on free benefits and housing. Guess who's paying for it? The hardworking people over in England that didn't want to listen to the warnings. Muslim family, 6 to 8 kids on average. They're outbreeding those in Britain. Britain family averages 2 kids. And now all UK schools are only serving halal meat. And all of this and much, much more, considering there's only 4 million of them out of the 66 million out of the UK population. Friends, can you see where this is going? Because if you can't, I can't help you at this point. But this is why I'm on the radio, frustrated as all can be, in the middle of my message, oftentimes saying, Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? I mean, I'm not only crying in the streets, America, but I'm crying throughout the 79 radio affiliates in 53 countries that are listening to me, making us the number one radio show every Saturday and the top 3 radio shows during the week. Why are we rated so high, friends? Where's the response? Action speaks louder than words, does it not? We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you like to check us out on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account for what it's worth. And if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. We got much to cover in the next 2 hours. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. 94% of the American people now say they don't believe a thing that the state-controlled media has to say. Of course not. They are running antithetical. They are running in contrast to who we are. They are attacking everything we are, every step of the way, America. So if you're waiting for something to happen, I want to let you know it's been happening for a long time in this country, mainly since September 11th. I'm scrolling up right now and just going back and forth concerning the topics and what we're going to talk about. I want to let you know, if you go over to Genesis Communication Networks, you happen to have us as the number one radio show right now. Thank you very much for that. But if you want to go ahead and check out some of these articles over the last week, we talked about we all just need to coexist, said Kate Perry. And it's interesting that she says no barriers, no borders. We all need to just coexist. I love you all, she said. Well, what's also interesting to note, friends, is she has armed guards protecting her along with a fence concerning her property. So, in other words, do as I say, but don't really do as I do, folks. And we need to wake up to what's going on. But check out GCN, Genesis Networks Communication, Genesis Network Communication, and we're right up there on the front page to the right and to the left. And again, thank you for making us the number one radio show. We were talking about how the mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim in Britain. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. Mayor of Blackburn is a Muslim. Mayor of Sheffield in Britain is a Muslim. These are suburbs, friends. Mayor of Oxford in Britain is a Muslim. Mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. Mayor of Rochdale, he is a Muslim. Mayor of Leeds, he is a Muslim. Mayor of London, their capital, it's posted as our capital, is a Muslim. And he just happened to tell the people on a global scale that, listen, terror attacks are a part of urban life. So in other words, get used to it. Wow. I mean, the Muslims are being used as useful idiots. Now, first it was the homosexuals, and before that it was the communists, and then along with the atheists. Communism precedes atheism. Atheism precedes communism. They're one and the same. You'll see a whole bunch of people, hopefully above the gates of hell as you look from heaven down, friends. And I'm talking about those that understand and those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you, and again, reinforce the message that I've been giving you since day one. Why is it that after these attacks take place, why is it that, for example, we have Justin Trudeau, who is a homosexual, no doubt. And as I said, friends, they first use the gays to use them as a political battering ram, and right on their heels is nothing but and none other than Sharia, using the same methods as the homosexuals. And that's exactly what you're seeing. Demoralize them first, and then this is what happens. And in saying that, it's also interesting to note that Mr. Trudeau, anybody listening to Canada, if you want to go ahead and contend for what I'm saying because you disagree, I would invite you to go online even now and look at the images of this homosexual inside of the mosques in Canada worshiping Allah with them. But now this is my point. Why is it that after these attacks take place, why is it that they're there to defend the attackers? I want you to listen to Justin Trudeau, or Trudeau, however you say it. Forgive me of my French, friends. I want you to listen to his message to the Muslim community right after the attacks in Britain. Listen carefully as to what he has to say.
For more than 1 million Canadians who profess the Muslim faith, I want to say directly, we are with you. 36 million hearts are breaking with yours. And know that we value you. You enrich our shared country in immeasurable ways. It is your home. Last night's horrible crime against the Muslim community was an act of terror committed against Canada and against all Canadians. We will grieve with you. We will defend you, we will love you, and we will stand with you.
Now, America, does this sound a little bizarre? Why would he show sympathy to the religion that breeds the attacker? Why are you being conditioned and desensitized on a daily basis, friends, to show more compassion for the perpetrator than you are the victims? He said nothing about the victims. He talked about the attack, and he talked about how we are there to defend you, those that are breeding these sort of attacks. Now, as a matter of fact, did you know that the individual that was supposedly and allegedly responsible for that attack at Ariana Grande's concert there in England, did you know that he said that he did it because of Islamophobia? This is getting really sick, friends. Oh, you know what? And just to take it a step further, remember Time magazine called Angela Merkel, the prime minister from Germany, you know, the lady that slapped her flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam? You know what she said after the attack, friends? Angela Merkel declares Islam is not the source of terrorism, but the Christians who make Muslims feel angry because of Islamophobia. You are dealing with dangerous individuals. Angela Merkel, by the way, Hillary Clinton said she admires her and desires to emulate her. The Person of the Year, again, Time Magazine. By the way, Time Magazine, folks, Person of the Year, Man of the Year, Adolf Hitler back in 35, Stalin. Folks, the list goes on. And this is your press promoting these people like they are something, like they are a bag of chips, friends, like they are cooler than sliced bread, that you are to emulate their leadership. The prime minister in Canada, after the attack, said, "We will defend you. We love you. We are with you." Angela Merkel in Germany, as I've warned time and time again, over and over and over again, isn't it interesting how the attacks aren't even condemned anymore? But the attacks are supposed to be condemned, but not the actors. And for some reason or another, these supposed self-proclaimed leaders conglomerate on cue and begin to advance the Muslim faith into their prospective countries. Angela Merkel declares Islam is not the source of terrorism? What? I mean, that's like taking a corn of wheat and dropping it into the soil of the ground and say, you know what, when it comes up and it brings forth wheat, that seed is not responsible for the fruit thereof or the harvest thereof. How ridiculous. And the media wants you to believe these people and take them for face value. America, 53 countries, these people are dangerous. They're dangerous. Islam is not the source of terrorism, but the Christians... Here you have it, but the Christians who make Muslims feel angry because of Islamophobia. Well, just go ahead and murder as many people as you want to because somebody called you the name or someone called you a name. I'll tell you what, if that's the case, why doesn't the media practice what they preach? You should see the things that they have said and done to my family. Taking a picture of my house. Taking my physical address and putting it up online. This is your media, America. Committing a jihad, endangering the lives of me and my cultic family, friends. My four kids and my wife. And this shows you the mindset of these people. And they need to be held accountable, for this is crime, America. It is a crime. You know, what's also interesting is in Minneapolis here, right after the attacks, Minneapolis mayor gives state of the city address at mosque after Manchester Islamic attack. You know what her message was? We stand with our Muslim community. America, I'm not making this up. You can't make this up. I'm going to play some audio for you when we come back. And I want to show you the mindset of them in this country that are committing the act of treason against you on a 24/7 basis. The Muslim, the mayor in Minneapolis says to the Muslim communities, "We stand with our Muslim communities." She said nothing about the victims. She only wanted to make sure in a mosque to send the message and convey the message that we're going to stand with our Muslim communities. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. On Tuesday of this last week, just one day after an Islamic Jihad, a jihadi blew himself up at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, which killed 22 and wounded 64. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges gave her State of the City address from a mosque and called for unity with the Muslim community. Did you hear what I said? You can't make this up. Who's advancing illegals to come into this country? You've been inundated for how many years, America, that there's a jihadi threat? You know, it was just reported, as a matter of fact, today on sonsoflibertymedia.com that the DHS chief said, if you knew what I knew about terror, you would never leave the house. Wow, that's pretty crazy. This is the Department of Homeland Security that said that, America. And also keep in mind, it's also the same department that defined Americans, Christians, patriots, pro-lifers, those that stand with constitutional law, Christians, gun owners, as the terrorists, as the potential terrorists. They've been labeled America. Americans have been labeled by the DHS. Well, the past president was setting out of Guantanamo Bay those that committed the act of terror against we the people, or so we were told, as he was releasing them back into the Middle East. America, who are the terrorists? I'm just asking you. Terror, defined in the Oxford English Dictionary, originally defined as government by intimidation. Is that what's happening here, friends? I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff. I mean, the Muslims, they go ahead and attack at will, a jihadi attack in a foreign country, and over here in America, we have, or over in Canada, or over in Germany, or over in France, you have their representatives, as they call themselves, working for foreign governments to do away with theirs, under the guise of being their representatives. Well, is that happening in America? Well, we see it happening all over the world. Aren't they working against the wrong people? No, I think it helps you understand who the terrorists are. I mean, we know that Henry Kissinger said anybody that rejects the new global system, the new world order, they're the real terrorists. We also know George Soros told us the only obstacle to a new world order, which, by the way, has over 200 organizations in the United States working against people that are willing to be the whistleblower, willing to put the trumpet to their mouth and call them out for who they are. But the American people have to respond to the information given unto them. Or if not, you're going to end up like the first segment, where you're going to say that you wish you would have when you had the time to do it. But now you ain't got the time to do it. See, when you're warned, and you don't listen, and the boot comes down, at that point there's nothing you can do about it. And furthermore, to take this to scripture, friends, when you go to Deuteronomy 28:43, verse 43, just to show you once again, saying the same message a different way, that you are under the judgments of God. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 says this: "The foreigners living among you will become stronger and stronger while you become weaker and weaker." That's the New Living Translation, the New International Version. "The foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower." Going to the New American Standard: "The alien who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you will go down lower and lower." The King James Version: "The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low." And that's the beginning of judgments, because the sword ensues shortly thereafter. And we started the show off highlighting what's going on over in England. And yet people just want to stick their head in the sand and act like it doesn't happen until it's too late. And then they begin to blow the trumpet. They want to grab a hold of the trumpet that was to the prophetic individual's mouth that was warning them in the first place. Regardless if they're prophetic or not, apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and or pastor, their end aim is all the same. We all do the work of an evangelist, scripture tells us. But again, friends, now they want everybody to know. The mayors, they're the enemies within their countries. They now have gotten control of every facet that they want. They're only being used, just keep in mind, for a higher purpose. Until that purpose is complete, then they're the first ones done away with. Look to history. But notice the mayors. Hey, America, notice the mayors in America. Notice how they are under the guise of being a representative of the people. Isn't it interesting that many of them are felons that act as mayors that bring about sanctuary cities to what? Bring forth and allure these illegals into the United States of America. Notice all the mayors over in England. Notice all the mayors over in America. Let me play this one for you, friends. I think you're really going to enjoy this. But this, again, is the mayor in Minneapolis after the blast in Britain. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. She gave forth her speech in a mosque defending guess who. Listen carefully.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Betsy Hodges, gave her annual State of the City address yesterday, and it was delivered inside a mosque. And she devoted the official government speech to bashing President Trump.
All right, our own Pete Hegseth was here, or was actually there. He was able to talk to the mayor right after the speech, but it was not easy getting a word in. He joins us right now. Hey, Pete.
No, it was not easy. And I'm a little stuffed up because I've been chasing mayors around who refuse to talk to us. As we noted on the program earlier this week, she's giving a speech in a mosque, leftists are usually very, very keen on pointing out separation of church and state. So we wanted to ask her about that. We also figured she would use the opportunity to bash President Trump and, of course, talk about global climate change. So we were there in the mosque and attempted to ask her the questions that she refused to answer. We put in two formal requests for it. Here's how it went down.
Cities like Minneapolis and the people who live in them are squarely in Donald Trump's sights. His agendas of oppression and regression and suppression have no place in Minneapolis, and we are standing firm in our resistance to them. When Donald Trump comes after any part of our community, he'll find 419,000 Minneapolitans and me standing squarely in his way. That's the kind of wall I can support.
All scripted.
I'd love to ask you a couple of questions.
We asked and she refused to answer.
Mayor, why'd you hold this in a mosque? Would you do it in a church?
Thank you. It's great to be here. Clearly made a statement holding this in a mosque. As many on the progressive left say, make hay about separation of church and state. Why a mosque, and would you do it in a church?
I'm giving it a mosque today because our Muslim community gave support.
Do you think that's a conflict with separation of church and state or mosque and state?
No.
No. Would you give an official state speech in a church from a pulpit?
I have given official speeches in churches before.
Like the state of a city?
I don't know that I've given the state of the city in a church before. Our Muslim community needs a lot of support right now because one community should not be held responsible for the reprehensible
acts. You can't make this up, friends. This is the talk of an indoctrinated communist within.
The radicals that may be in their midst.
Selling you out.
I gotta go.
Question, you mentioned Donald Trump. He gave a speech in Saudi Arabia. It was well received. Yeah, we had a chance to talk to the mayor briefly, although she's got a cohort of lots of people that love to bump into us. She answered a couple of questions, not very directly. Wanted to ask about President Trump. She walked away before we could do so. But I think it's a little bit interesting that he gave a speech in Saudi Arabia. We've been told he has hateful rhetoric, yet he was well received by the place that keeps the two of the holiest shrines in Islam.
I don't know that she wanted to talk to you much, Peter.
She sure didn't. But you know what she did do? She sent out a fundraising Facebook post using my name and Fox News Channel. So they're happy to use us as a wedge, but not willing to actually talk to us and engage on the issues. Very briefly skimmed over the issue of radicalization. And as you both know, here in Minneapolis, there's been a serious problem of Somali Muslim youth going to fight with Al-Shabaab and ISIS, including active terrorist cells that a federal judge believe exist here. Mm. So there are real issues in this community that she could be addressing and doesn't, and to be in a mosque and not use that as an opportunity, I think is a real missed opportunity.
She wanted
to ask those questions, she didn't want to answer.
It's not a missed opportunity, friends. When are people going to quit playing the fools to ill-designing people? I mean, this is about as blatant as it gets, and you better bet your bottom dollar this was going on over in France and Germany and England, too, before they were completely infiltrated. Now, hey, listen, it's my job to simply tell you what Scripture says. And Scripture's way ahead of the game. We all understand that. But the fact of the matter is, America, how long are you going to sit down and play to the ill-designing, useful idiots that call themselves your representatives that are clearly running in contrast to American Constitution and constitutional laws, and the enumerated laws found within? Okay, that was in Minneapolis. Oh, by the way, I needed to highlight this for you, too, because remember when we were spending time on showing you the fact that it's a federal offense, it's an act of a felon, when you actually harbor illegals in the United States of America? Remember we were talking about those sanctuary cities and those Muslims? And it's also interesting to note, too, friends, we have seen Donald Trump do absolutely nothing about them. Just for all you Trumpites, just to show you that the government is you, America. If he doesn't want to do it, then guess what? You rid him of his duties and impeach him, remove him, Article 2, Section 4, and what you do is replace them with the people's choice. Because those that work for us, again, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. But you know, when we were talking about all those sanctuary cities, namely Mayor de Blasio in New York, did you know that Jacob Schwartz, president of the Manhattan Democrats, did you know that he works for Mayor Bill de Blasio? He was just arrested for child pornography. So we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, but there's the radicals again, and look who's behind them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What is happening, and why are all these national, international, local representatives advancing the Muslims into their prospective countries, including the United States of America? And Scripture tells us why this is happening. It's a part of a nation, it's a part of judgments upon a nation that will not listen to God. Folks, I've dissected this so many different ways to share with you. You are hearing 6 years ahead of the game as to what's going on in England right now. Either you're going to take heed to it. I remember when I was warning the people about Canada and the homosexual agenda. And I told them, I said, if you look to Canada right now, look what's behind them. And see, what was ahead of them was the fact that the homosexuals, all less, you know, 0.9% of the population, the media gave voice to them to browbeat dissenters into submission. And those people over there, not that it's true or not, well, we've been led to believe that they're silent over there. No, there's good people over there standing up, America. But the point is once the homosexuals got their way, we're told, the first thing they did was attack the church. Then they started making pastors have homosexual marriage ceremonials. And then what they did is the victims, the homosexuals over in Canada, what they wanted to do is they went and attacked homeschoolers and told them no longer can you teach your children that homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 other references in the Bible concerning sodomy. Now, they didn't want to listen to that neither. And then the homosexuals, they felt encouraged. So what they did now is they took it a step further and they started to seek legislation that would lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old. Wow. That's pretty crazy. And then what do you see? You see Justin Trudeau being appointed to do what? Well, he's in there worshiping with the Muslims. And then all of a sudden, you see the Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals using the same system and the same methods. And now he's after a terror attack in England, we're told. All of a sudden he's there to defend them, like Angela Merkel and like those in France and the mayors in the United States of America. You know, Muslim Brotherhood was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Abana, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. When Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported al-Abana. By the way, I got to stop right there. So the Muslims were in cahoots in collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. Understand, these are the people, the same people, even today, in the media and in what you would call government. It's not American government. But through your representatives, you've been led to believe they're your representatives, that basically browbeat dissenters by calling them names. Do know that Joseph Goebbels said propagandist under Adolf Hitler, he said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Simply accuse others. That sounds like the accuser of the brethren in Scripture, doesn't it? Yes, it does. That's because that's who's behind it. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Accuse others of what you are guilty of. And what does the press do? They give voice to the likes of Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton. Hey, folks, if they didn't want them there, they wouldn't highlight them continuously. The list goes on, and it's not just the left side of the aisle, America. It's the right as well. When Hitler rose to power, as Nazis supported al-Abana, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East. By 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. And during World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazi troops in two specially formed Muslims, Waffen-SS, Handscar divisions. By the way, Handscar is a German for scimitar, the curved saber used by Muslim troops on the Ottoman Empire. Folks, I'm live on radio right now, and I'm looking at pictures where the Germans were walking up and down concerning the Muslim troops that were used to kill off their political opposition. And we're seeing the same thing transpire on a global scale. Well, what's the link, Bradley? Look to George Bush Sr. Look to his son. Look to the alliance with Grandpa Bush to funding Hitler's war. And Hitler, by the way, was trying to establish a Third Reich, a new order. And yet George Bush himself has said it over and over and over again, hundreds of times from the presidential pulpit back in the 80s and the 90s. Yet the American people are still taking what the media, they say they don't believe in, they're taking their word for it and saying, well, that's just a conspiracy theory. Yet Jeremiah 11:9 tells us that there is conspiracy. And by the way, in the present, nobody can deny. Now, hey, congratulations, America. You're now to the point where you know it's not a theory. Congratulations. Even the media cannot denounce the fact that it's a theory. They can't do it anymore. See, and these are the ones that have been given cover to the likes of those that we're highlighting right now, namely the media, for those that are committing the act of conspiracy. Just browbeat them. Just attack them. Just demonize them. Just polarize them. But America, you know the system in which these totalitarians operate. But for some reason or another, you want to sit there and you want to just say, well, you know, this will just all go away someday, you know. Yep, you're right. Your freedoms will go away. Now we're into, what, the Memorial Weekend? And you sit back and you have the audacity to say, someone else can take care of it. And this will just all go away. The only thing going away right now is your freedoms. As you desecrate those that you allow to desecrate and desecrate those that have fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we have. What did they do? Well, they were upholding the Constitution. Well, you're allowing the modern-day politician tear it down and desecrate their memories. We're going to get to that in just a moment. So we can see that Hitler was using the Muslims. We can see that on a global scale. And by the way, you have to ask yourself the question, why is it that your representatives, now speaking to America, are so adamant about protecting them? Let me tell you something, fool. Those that work for those that are using you to your own demise, just go ahead and look to the communists and their history and see how it works. Because once they're done with you, fool, you're the first that goes. I mean, you look at Nancy Pelosi. You look at these people that you accept as representatives. Representative Jackson. I mean, really, America? Really? Wow. They've been busted so many times and they're still there. You draw the seed of violence nigh unto yourselves because you fail to deal with them lawfully. You allow them to call you every name in the book, in the communist manifesto, in their little planks, and their little doctrines, and you let them... Hey, by the way, Trotsky is the one that came about with racists, by the way. That was there to browbeat dissenters. Just call them racist. They'll shut up. And guess what, America? On cue, you've learned to shut up. You're doing a great job. And again, let me remind you, your enemies are just loving your inaction. They love your talk. They love who you listen to. They love what you feed on. So when you look at these useful idiots, you got to turn and look in the mirror and say, I wonder if I'm one of those useful idiots. And really what it comes down to is I'm not name calling you. Vladimir Lenin said that. But look what you put up with, America. And again, we're in Memorial Weekend now. And I think about all of those boys in Veteran Memorial across this country that are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the very ideologies that you're today accepting. Did they do what they did in vain? Did they fight? Did they bleed? America, with all due, I come from a military family, I'm with you. Did they shed their blood on battlefields? Constitutional or unconstitutional, it doesn't matter. The point is, did they shed their blood on foreign battlefields to allow the very ones that they were supposedly and supposed to be fighting against, and in some cases were fighting against, so you can tolerate it in your own backyard? Is that what they fought, bled, and died to give us, friends? That's a reproachful people. That's an ungrateful people that allow those things to take place. And that is what's taking place in this country today. Folks, when I come back, what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to go give you the resolve to the issues in which are at hand today in America. I want to bring about the answer to the dilemma in which you face on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Can you predict the market? No, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage. Introducing MarketVulture.com.
Don't get caught off guard.
Market Vulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one Market Vulture user put it,
well, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed.
Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.